Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The Muslims around the world are celebrating the month of Ramadan, a month of Islamic violence. That's the headline. In a moment, Usama Dakdak will join me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell me, what is Ramadan? Give me the definition of Ramadan.
It is one of the linear months which is used by the Muslim calendar, where Muslims in that month celebrate the receiving of the Quran to the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, Muhammad. So it is the month where Muslims fast all day long, and they eat all night long. It is the most violent month of the 12 months of the year.
As you said, it's the giving of the Quran to Muhammad. As I understand it, the Quran was given to him by the angel Gabriel, the archangel Gabriel. Am I correct on this?
That's what Muslims claim. And you see, the contradiction is beyond imagination. It was not the archangel Gabriel or anybody. It was actually Satan himself. Because there is no angels in the Quran, period.
So they can actually use Ramadan in contradiction to the fact it's supposed to be a time of simply honoring the Quran. But Islamic State has perverted it, or is that simply what the Quran calls for?
Dr. Jimmy, there is no contradiction between what ISIS or any Muslim jihadi are doing during the month of Ramadan and what is written in the Quran, which Muhammad claimed to receive in the month of Ramadan. When you read the 79 verses in the Quran, Allah orders the Muslim believers to engage in war. There are 29 or so verses in the Quran where Allah orders the Muslim people to perform jihad against the infidels, against the hypocrites, against the polytheists, even against the Muslims if they attack other Muslims. This is the reality of Islam. It is not a loving, peaceful religion, and you can find this out by simply by reading the Quran, which is given to Muhammad during the month of Ramadan. It is the month if Muslims perform jihad, they receive double reward from Allah. So why not Muslim practice the violence of Islam during these 28 days, as we have seen it last year, this year, and for sure next year, if the Lord is willing.
Egyptian-born Usama Dakdak with the definition of Ramadan and the Islamic purpose of celebration. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The true purpose of Ramadan is twofold. First, it's to celebrate the giving of the Islamic holy book, the Quran. However, it's also the month when Muslims will make a commitment to honor the Quran and do what Allah, the Islamic God, calls for Muslims to do, as written in the Quran. The end result is jihad, a religious command to kill all infidels, the non-Muslim people of this world. This is actually violence on the non-Muslim world. And obedience to the Quran, the acceptance of the will of Allah. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...